Systems Improvement Agreement update.
Greetings, Madam Chair, members of the committee. This will probably be the last SIA report. I believe this was a standing item throughout the 2 years or so that we were doing the process of the SIA. As you all know by now, we have completed our systems improvement agreement successfully. We've exited officially with CMS and are now in full compliance of the conditions of participation. So the only additional comment I would say is, as recently as Friday in our QAPI meeting, there were a number of items around quality improvement and discussions around projects and initiatives at BHD, legacy projects, I would say, I guess, from the SIA, areas of concern. We did review a list of items to be tracked and have begun the discussion around sustaining those efforts in areas that we feel are key to the continued success of the organization and really were highlighted by the SIA. So it's a very positive thing. The whole idea was to implement systems that would be sustained around quality and patient outcomes. And everything points to our teams continuing to focus on those items. And the folks that are keeping an eye on things like active treatment and discharge planning and all those sorts of things continue to monitor those. And we continue to address areas where we fall short. Given the challenges of staffing and all the challenges we are experiencing today and will anticipate experiencing throughout the closure, it's very important for us to continue to monitor those key patient metrics to make sure that we provide an excellent service up until the last person that we provide excellent service to. That's our goal, is that every customer gets excellent service as they are served by our Behavioral Health Division Hospital. So that's really all I have, and I would request that this item actually be removed, given the completed nature of the SIA.
Any questions for Mike?
No.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
You are concluded.